Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was just reading part of the Great American Privacy Invasion survey by the United States Census parasites to Jason. And, you know, I was watching a DVD, and the DVDs, when you start them up, it says, warning, privacy is not a victimless crime. Actually, it doesn't want to say that. It says piracy. But I keep looking at that whenever I see that come up, and I think they mean privacy is not a victimless crime. And Mark Zuckerberg is and company, the Peeping Tom company, Facebook, they are going to unveil next month something that y'all are going to love. And that is glasses that look like Buddy Holly glasses. Actually, they look like, you know, the plastic frame Buddy Holly Ray-Bans. And they can record everything that you look at. So you've got this thing, this pair of glasses on. It's got a camera and a transmitter. And you look at it, it looks at it, it records it, it sends it off to the internet. Great stuff, right? So I wonder what you're going to do when, you know, you're sitting with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or your wife or your children, and somebody comes up to you wearing these Ray-Ban type glasses that are from Facebook that are recording what the person looking at you sees. Are you going to call Lucille and say, Lucille, come on over here for just a second? Y'all know what I mean by Lucille? That is the baseball bat covered with barbed wire on the business end that Negan carried around, character Negan, when he wanted to teach class real quickly. He wanted to make sure the students understood exactly what the message was. And he would walk up to a group of people and he'd say, y'all look over here. I want your attention. And then he'd swing that baseball bat covered with barbed wire on the business end and he'd bash somebody's head in and blood would squirt everywhere. And he named that baseball bat Lucille. So it was a wooden Louisville Slugger baseball bat. Barbed wire stapled, wrapped around and around and around the business end, you know, to inflict, I don't know, the most pain, damage. And it was always soaked in blood. And I'm just wondering, you know, not actually suggesting anybody carry a baseball bat, but I'm just wondering what people are going to think when people look at them with these spy glasses on, these recorder glasses. You know, let's say you're sunning yourself on, you're a gal and you're sunning yourself on the beach, and some guy walks up to you and stands, you know, right where your feet are. Right where your feet are, and looks from your feet to your knees, and you can imagine the rest. And he's got these Facebook glasses on. What are you going to do? What's your boyfriend going to do? What's your husband going to do? What if one of these parasites walks into the ladies' room at the local Chinese factory outlet? What if you're at work, you know, if we ever go back to work, and this guy drops his glasses on the carpet right by your feet, and you happen to be wearing a dress? And he very slowly picks up his glasses aimed under your dress or skirt. What are you going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, class, you are not protected by the government against this form of privacy invasion. Lindley, do you have any comments about this? Did we lose Lindley? Let me see. Hey, Lindley.
I'm here. I'm so sorry. Okay. Good morning, Vince.
Hey.
Yes, I have something to say about that.
Sure.
I recently went out and bought a body camera because I'm tired of being surveilled. And there are cameras all over the place here. And our town just voted in a license plate surveillance system. So I'm done. So now I'm wearing my own body cam, and it does have a red light. It hangs by a chain from my neck, so it's like a necklace. And it's obvious that it's there. But this way, when I'm walking down the street and I have Antifa coming at me because they don't like what I'm wearing or something, I'm prepared. But that's where it's gotten here in California. We need to protect ourselves with our own cameras.
Many years ago, I was visiting the East Coast, Virginia, the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. And I happened to be at the Chinese factory outlet in the parking lot. This was probably, I'm thinking maybe 6 years ago, before the China virus. And I saw this white car going very slowly up and down the aisles, traveling in the middle of the aisles. Looked kind of strange to me because there were plenty of parking places. And so I looked carefully at this vehicle, and it had a camera on the left front corner, a camera on the right front corner, a camera on the top looking left and right, and a camera on each of the rear corners. Six cameras. And it had an antenna array, and it was part of the police system in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So I happened to be with family, and I said to Mrs. Finelli, I'll be right back. And his comment was, oh, no, Dad's going to go make a new friend. So I walked up to this cop, and I said, that's the coolest thing. Now, he thought I was serious, right? That's the cool. So what does this do? Oh, well, you know, I just made a new friend, and he was going to tell me all about it. So it's a license plate reader scanner. It reads the license plates. It then sends that image back to the police department. They figure out if your license plate is out of registration, meaning you haven't renewed it fast enough, and they'll take a picture and send you. They're taking pictures all the time. Okay, they'll send you your fine by mail, and if it's more serious than that, they'll call a tow truck and have it towed away. Or if it's even more serious than that, and the person driving that vehicle is wanted for something, he or she gets arrested, or the whole car's worth gets arrested. That's what they were doing 6 years ago. It's an outrage.
Can I tell you what they wanted us to do? About 10 years ago, the police department here asked all the neighbors with their own home surveillance, you know, protection cameras, they asked everyone to sign up with the police department so that the police department could go into our own camera systems at our homes and surveil people.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it, and that was 10 years ago. Well, the Ring, R-I-N-G, by Jeff mm-hmm. Bezos and company, mm-hmm. Is a wireless camera, doorbell, and it looks at out from where your doorbell is, like your front door, for example. It looks across the road or street at your neighbors, so your neighbor's house is under surveillance by, you know, their neighbor's Ring doorbell. It's an outrage. So you're playing darts in the front lawn, or you're playing badminton, or you know, that's your front yard is southern-facing, and you take your bikini, and you go out there, and you sit in the front lawn, and your neighbor's recording everything you're doing. This got to stop.
I don't know about those glasses. So are those glasses in the stores now?
Next month.
Wow.
There's not a lot of information about this, but you know, the galaxy's number one peeping Tom is Mark Zuckerberg. He wants to know everything about everybody. You know, and he wants video of it. He wants moving video. He wants still video. It's amazing. And he's getting away with it. And, you know, there used to be a great, great, and I'll call it a service. I'm not misleading you. It was a great service. It was called Craigslist. So if you had a refrigerator and you want to sell it, you could take a picture of it, put it on Craigslist. Craigslist didn't charge you for it. You could put it on there, and you could put your phone number, and people call you and say, "Hey, I'm interested in buying a refrigerator. How old is it? And can I come look at it? And I'll bring my truck." And you'd make arrangements for that person to come out. And it was really great. They took cars, tires, vices, mechanics, vice, tools, everything you'd think of on Craigslist. Well, Craigslist is not so hot anymore, because Mark Zuckerberg and company came out with Facebook's Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a better job. He really did a better job. And so every grandmother in town has Facebook, and they refer to it as My Facebook. So they've got Facebook, and they go to the Marketplace, and they sell stuff. And it sells really, really, really fast. So if you list something on Craigslist, for example, it might take, a week, it might take 2 weeks, it might take a month to sell it. Facebook Marketplace, if it's priced reasonably, it's gone in hours. So they have been at Mark Zuckerberg and company, the spy company, they have been applying algorithms, and they've been looking and seeing how people behave, and they figured it out. They figured it out to the degree where they can help you sell your stuff for free right now and blow the doors off Craigslist. Now, is it going to be free forever? I don't think so. I think Mark Zuckerberg needs more money, and he's going to, as one of the top three richest people in the Milky Way galaxy, I think he's going to want more money, and he'll start charging for those services. Even though he's getting you to take pictures of your lawnmower, and included in your lawnmower is your backyard and maybe a spillover to your neighbor's backyard.
Yeah.
Privacy is going away. I lived in Silicon Valley, as you know, for my sentence was up in 18 months. But I never met our neighbors. Mrs. Finelli and I never, this is 1980, never met our neighbors. Now, we only lived there 18 months and never met our neighbors. But what was really nice is we lived in a shack. It was 1,100 square feet. And the best part about living in that shack was it had a fence 6 feet tall, a stockade fence 6 feet tall around the perimeter of the tiny backyard. And when I say tiny, I'm thinking the whole property might have been a 16th of an acre. Is it like that still where you live? Fences everywhere?
There are definitely fences everywhere. We don't live in the place like you live. Everybody's very particular about what they own around here. Yeah.
We have a barbed wire fence around our property. And literally, it's several miles of barbed wire. If you were to stretch it out, if you take a single strand and stretch it out, it would probably be, 10 or 15 miles, literally, just around our property, fencing and cross-fencing. And we have a gate that we can leave open or close. It's a farm gate. It's a tubular steel gate. And, whether we want to or not, we have to close our gate because our neighbors can't seem to keep their cows in their farm. So their cows look at our grass and say, "That's green grass. Let's go eat that." So they'll go trash our hay fields because our neighbors can't keep their gate closed. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperT.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperT.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperT.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I'm going to give you a phone number in just a second. Get your writing instrument and paper ready, please. And if you'd like to call, I am authorizing you to make this call. The guy's name is Zachary Dingman, D-I-N-G-M-A-N-N. Zachary Dingman is the principal of a school in Minnesota. And he approved, because he's the principal, whether he says he did or didn't, he approved the taking of a survey to ask children about their sexual preference of fourth graders, which means 9 years old. So here's the phone number if you want to call the main office and ask Zachary. So, Mr. Dingman, what exactly, who paid for this survey? What courses were pushed aside, what classwork was pushed aside so the students could tell the administration whether they were male or female or non-binary or transgender at 9 years old? Who authorized it? And if you're able to get through to 320-253-2200, repeat, 320-253-2200, that's the telephone number of the school system in Minnesota, where Zachary Dingman is principal. Please be polite, and of course, I know you would, and ask all the questions you'd like to know, because the Minnesota fourth graders are told by the teacher administering this survey not to tell our parents about the survey. And the students are to answer all the questions. Don't skip any questions, even if you don't understand them. I remember I remember taking the SATs, Scholastic Aptitude Test, and if you didn't understand a question, you skipped it. So if you don't understand a question, and it's a multiple choice, and you have four choices or five choices, and you don't understand the question, then the odds are that you're going to answer the wrong thing. The chances would be one out of four or one out of five that you would answer correctly if you didn't understand the question. And this has to do with critical race theory. Oh, you don't really understand how race has anything to do with this biological confusion. Lindley, do you know why this is called critical race theory?
Do I know why the sexual stuff is critical race theory?
Yeah. How is that tied to critical race theory? How does, you know, telling someone you really don't know very well, filling out one of these surveys that, you know, you're male or female or non-binary or transgender, how does that relate to race? Race means, you know, ethnic origin, as far as I can tell, unless that's changed also.
Well, critical race theory starts out as a race segregating by race, but in the 21st century that we live in, the race theory has transformed into any way that you can possibly divide and conquer. So they're definitely trying to group all the kids from the very beginning by gender, sexual orientation, whatever the heck. It's just more of the same. It's just, they're just adding fuel to the fire. They're really trying to divide us. You know, you go to school today and now it's all about what sexual orientation you are instead of what math class you're in.
Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history. There was an article that I was reading about a private school. And it's about $60,000 a year. And there are a bunch of these private schools, and they are really, really pressuring other private schools to teach critical race theory. And it seems, as far as I can tell, that private schools are being pressured to do it because the certification system, so that your private school can be accredited, if you will, is tied to teaching critical race theory. So you don't teach critical race theory, you might not be accredited, and then who wants to go to a school and have a diploma from a school that's not accredited? This is crazy. None of this happened, Lindley, when I was in school. When we come back, can you tell us, you know, what your current thoughts are, maybe what's happening in your world about, you know, this preaching sexual confusion and teaching our children how to be confused? I have a feeling it has to do with population reduction. Dramatically tied to population reduction.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Some 200 Afghan special visa holders and their families arrived in the U.S. Thursday. Many Afghans who worked with U.S. forces haven't left, and there have been reprisal killings by the Taliban.
Absolutely, we need to get out of the country. They are looking after us.
Our future will be dark. They're going to cut our heads too.
Some 35,000 vaccinated Americans are getting infected with COVID-19 every week. While the COVID-19 vaccines reduce the incidence of disease, hospitalization, and death, approximately 0.02% of Americans who are vaccinated against the COVID-19 have still been contracting it on a weekly basis, according to the estimate. The estimate was part of an internal CDC presentation obtained and published by the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if the months following the January 6th incursion on Capitol Hill were not painful enough for our nation, Democrats are determined to drag it all up again with their investigative show trials that serve as an opportunity to fill the video banks of the mainstream news media with sound bites depicting former President Donald Trump, white supremacist, Christian nationalist, anti-American terrorists. The mainstream media is all over it. The American public, on the other hand, not so much. The massive uproar made by the mainstream media and Washington, D.C. establishments over the Capitol incursion was always a stretch, as the no doubt still very shameful event paled drastically in comparison with the riots of 2020 that caused more than $1 billion in damage and dozens of lives. A new Biden policy starting for federal government employees. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Biden says all federal workers must attest their vaccination status in order to return to work.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID.
Speaking from the White House on Thursday, Biden saying if you want to do business with the federal government, contractors must also be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lindley's with us, and she's in California, and she rang the alarm about her children being indoctrinated to a confusion system in the public school system in California. And consultants are brought in to help the students understand which gender they are, which sex they are. And in my world, that means confuse them. We had biology class, we had sex education class, and that's how it was done. And by the way, there were only two sexes back in the 1960s. There were males and there were females, and that's it, period. There weren't 57 or so different types of genders. Lindley, what's happening lately in California? Lindley, are you there? I don't hear Lindley.
I'm here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm muting myself so I can continue to work when we're at commercial break. I apologize.
Okay.
So here in California, you know, they've just remandated, which is not a law, that all the kids go back to school with masks, even if you're vaccinated, right? But, you know, you mentioned the accreditation of the private schools before we went to break, and I'd just like to say that I feel that our entire education system from pre-K, which they're starting to mandate too, through graduate school, you know, is dead. I don't even know why anybody would send their kids to school anymore because the results are going to be disastrous. And you can't even find schools today that don't have diversity, equity, inclusion because that's being bribed. You know, everybody's being bribed right now. You get accredited only if you have DEI, critical race theory, private schools everywhere. So I don't know where we're going to be sending our kids to school.
You know, I was a consultant to many school districts, literally back in the 1990s and the 2000s. Literally as a computer consultant, and I designed the computer systems for many of these schools, the districts. And so I spent a lot of time with the superintendents, the principals, the teachers, and in the classrooms and in the schools. And I also spent time there on the weekends when I had to do work that would be interrupting, you know, lessons, etc. So I did spend years and years, building these systems for schools. And what I learned was that we stopped teaching what I was taught. I was taught history, for example, just one subject area. And it became, well, there's history and then there's black history. And I have no problem teaching black history as long as it's interwoven with history. Put it all together. No special treatment for the different colors on the planet. You know, no special treatment for yellow or black or white or tan or red. You weave it into history. So in history, if you want to learn about what the Westerners did to the Native American Indians, that gets woven into the teaching of history. But not a special red history month. Not a special tan history month. Not a yellow history month where we interned the Japanese during World War II because we didn't know if they were spies or not when we were attacked in December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor. So we have really lost our way. And what are we not teaching in order to teach these special type classes for the transgenders and the homos and all the rest of it? I object to it. Because my education was, in many ways, a general education, which has served me fairly well because I can understand leverage, traction, friction, lubrication, you know, mechanics, physics, chemistry, biology, history, mathematics, astronomy. I mean, all of that. I was exposed to all of that. But I was not exposed to homos are great. I wasn't exposed to that. And I wasn't exposed to, but you don't have to be a guy, Vin. You can be a non-binary. Or you can be a trans. Or you can be whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be it. And use whatever restroom, dressing room, locker room you want at the moment because you think you're different from what you were 20 minutes ago. Any reaction to that? Isn't what's really happening?
Yes, it's so infuriating. I can barely talk. yeah, it's just everywhere here.
When I talk to Lindley, and one of the first things I do, when I, you know, on the phone, Lindley, you got to get out of there. would you say that's true? Isn't that what I say?
Yes, you do every time.
Yeah. Okay, so there's an article in the Daily Mail. Parents who opposed CRT, critical race theory, are like capital rioters, says the head of a $66,000 a year D.C., as in Washington, D.C., Quaker school, who also worked at a woke cartel-like association for 1,600 private schools, including Dalton and Sidwell. So what happens is these private schools are part of an association, and they pay a membership in order to be part of an association called the NAIS. That stands for the National Association of Independent Schools. So a private school will pay up to $12,000 a year for membership so they can find out what the other schools are doing and, you know, get in on the latest trends. $12,000 a year to be a member of an association. And there are 1,600 schools in the association. $12,000 a year membership. So what's really happening is there is a focal point that's telling these private schools what to do. And it sounds like they're doing it. Can you imagine sending your child to a $66,000 a year private school to learn critical race theory as well as other subjects? I'd be livid. So Let me make this comment, Lindley, and I'd love to hear your reaction. And I've said this many times before. If you love your children, get them out of the public training camp. If you love your children, take them out of public school and homeschool them. Your comment?
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's the absolute best decision I've probably ever made in my children's entire education life. I feel so much safer with my children at home. I know what's being told to them, what they're reading, what they're doing. I can talk to them. I know math. Nobody's talking to them about things they shouldn't be talking about. I wholeheartedly believe that our children should be at home now with our moms or dads. Whoever is not making the most amount of money should stay home and take care of everything. And I think we need to get back to our roots of what a traditional family looks like and let our parents take care of our children instead of the care workers. The thought that someone else would take care of my children makes me sick. It's very scary for me to think, you know, and here in California, a lot of people have caregivers who often don't speak very much English. They're usually from Central South America. They're probably here illegally. A lot of people have nannies that, you know, who knows what they're teaching? Who knows what they're telling our little kids? So I just am so blessed to have my children at home.
So you decided to homeschool your children. What did it take? And Mrs. Finelli and I did the same thing. All our children have been homeschooled. One got as far as sixth grade in the public training camp in Virginia. One got as far as the fourth grade in the public training camp in Virginia. One never made it to the public training camp in Virginia. And when we moved to Missouri, he wanted to try the public training camp, and he did for a high school. So they've all been homeschooled. And one of our children went so quickly, so fast in learning that she attended the university at age 14, graduated with her master's at 19. So it can be done. It can be done. And what the university told us, mom and dad, was that that's it. She can't take any more classes. You know, she would take one class, and then two, then three, then four, then five at a time. And she was younger than everybody else in the entire university. And they said, that's it, no more, no more. You can't let her take any more classes, okay? And she'd sign up for some more. And then they said, look, you don't understand. She doesn't have a GED. She's ready to graduate the university, and she doesn't have a GED. That doesn't work. You got to get her a GED. So she studied for like one day, got her GED, you know, just to understand what the questions would be, and got her GED, and then got her college degree, university degree. What did you have to do in order to become a homeschool teacher for your two children?
delighted that you're asking me this because it was so much easier than I thought it was going to be and so much better and so much less time consuming. So what I did, this was recommended to me by my friend who had homeschooled her son and then put him back into the high school. And then after I took mine out, she took hers back out again. Anyways, what you do is you go to HSLDA, which stands for Homeschool Legal Defense Association, HSLDA.com. I think it's a .com. And there you can, you subscribe for 1 year, like $100, no big deal. And then there you can get your forms to get your children out of the schools. And then you have your, you receive your forms to create your own homeschool. So I have my own homeschool. And when I created that, I'm the principal and I am allowing other high school students to attend my homeschool. If I were to find someone out there who needed to work but wanted to homeschool their high schoolers, they could come to my homeschool. The curriculum is completely open. So, for instance, I purchased stuff. Now, you know, most families have to spend a lot of money on all that fundraising, right? Always the schools are trying to take money, get more money from the parents, right? So I figure, so what if I spend a little bit of money? Who cares? So I purchased a course called The Great Trials of History. And one of my children took that. And so that would be, you know, like a law class and a history class. It was great. It covered going all the way back to Socrates to more recent. We can do all kinds of classes from Hillsdale College, which has free courses. Study.com is a great resource for classes. There are many options, but it is wonderful, and I don't have to be there the whole time. So homeschooling doesn't mean I'm over their shoulder all day long. It's very independent.
Let's talk more about this when we come back. And I've got a couple comments. I'm so glad you found it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, really quickly, I asked our children if they wanted to be homeschooled. Mrs. Fennelly and I sat down with them, and we said, so how did you spend your day, you know, yesterday? Well, you know, I got up at 6 o'clock, okay, and then what? Got dressed. Okay, then what? Had breakfast. Then what? Then we waited for the bus. Then what? We got on the bus and rode to school. How long did that take? 45 minutes. Okay. So what did you do when you get to school? Well, we had to wait. Why'd you have to wait? Well, because not everybody had breakfast. So we waited while the children who didn't have breakfast had breakfast. Okay, then what'd you do? Then we went to the bathroom. Okay, then what'd you do? Then we had our first class. Okay, then what'd you do? Well, then we took a break. Then what'd you do? Then we had gym. Okay, then what'd you do? Then we went to the bathroom. Okay, then what'd you do? Then we went to lunch. Then what'd you do? And so we went through the whole thing, and we added up how much classroom activity they had, you know, because you can only have 3 people in the bathroom at one time, because they might fight, right? So we said, that's like a little over 2 hours a day. So I said to our children, I'll tell you what. So if you want to get up at 6 o'clock, get dressed, have breakfast, you can be done by 9 o'clock. Your whole day can be done by 9 o'clock. They thought that was the coolest thing. No one can do whatever you want to do, because we lived on a farm. You could do whatever you wanted to do, because your education, the equivalent of going to school would be done by 9 o'clock in the morning. Any comments, Lindley?
It's so fabulous. My children can do their schooling when they have the time. Because my children are being homeschooled, my children were able to get good jobs that they actually go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. One of them is already at work. She rides her bike to work. She's there at 7 o'clock in the morning. She would not be able to have that job if she was being schooled by the regular indoctrination schools. So life has changed so much for the better. We are so much freer. My children spend much less time wasting time, as you said, so much wasted time. Another thing that was brought up to me by another homeschooling parent is, and actually I think you said this too, why would you put your precious children who are easily influenced, throw them in with all of these other children who don't know what's going on? They're immature. They're not probably the best, examples, right? And then you expect the best out of your own children. Well, I don't think it works that way. I think when you send your children to school, they're going to be influenced by those around them. And that in itself is a little scary, especially today.
So when you homeschool your children in class, everything is a lesson. So as Lindley is saying, if she wanted to go to the supermarket, she can take the twins to the supermarket. And, you know, let's say they're young. She can teach them about arithmetic. She can say, okay, let's look at these cans of soup. Now, this one's 15 ounces. This one's 19 ounces. This one's 24 ounces. And they have different prices. Assuming the contents are the same, which is the best value? Which is the least cost per ounce, assuming they're all equal? And then let's look at these polysyllabic words that we can't understand that relate to pesticides and, that relate to preservatives and colors that are deadly. So when we buy food, so we have to read every label. And we have to put back the ones that are more expensive per ounce, and the ones that have polysyllabic preservatives in them, because we don't want to get sick, and we don't want to destroy our immune system. So everything becomes a lesson. Everything, time management, etc. Lindley, when we homeschooled our children, the public training camp said, you know, they kind of crossed their arms across their chest and said, all right, so what are you going to teach your children? And if you don't come up with the right answer, they say you can't do it. So I said, oh, well, we're going to teach them everything you teach them and more. That shut that right down. Because in Virginia, the requirements were that, you know, you had to have a course outline and that you had to spend X number of hours teaching your children. And in a public training camp, you know, I said, so can we have, since we're paying taxes, can we borrow the books? Since we're going to be teaching the same thing that you guys are. No. Can't borrow the books. And you can't have your children go to the school dances and the school activities. Okay. And then they call us and say, hey, listen, we're doing the academic testing. We'd like to include your children. Why? Because they tested 99, the highest score you can possibly get. So the public training camp wanted to bring up the county's test scores with our children's scores. And I said, what do you think I said? No. No books, no dances, no test scores. Lindley, one quick question. Have you heard of The Great Courses? It's a company out of Virginia that takes the best teachers in the public school system. They get nominated by their students, and then they audition and then teach video courses, which you can buy. Have you heard of them? The Great Courses. Have you heard of those guys?
Yes, that's what the Great Trials came from, The Great Courses, and I own about 9 of them right now. I love them. They're the best.
Okay.
Best.
They are,
yes,
the best, and that's what we augmented our children's education,
yes,
with. And Linwood Thompson teaches history, and he dresses up in the costumes of the period. It's brilliant.
Linwood,
oh,
I
thank
just
you so
love
much.
It.
I'll see you
thank
next
you.
Week.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.